With the 28th pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select Jordan Poole from the University of Michigan.
That just one part of an eventful NBA draft night for the Warriors is our coverage here on Warriors Sound, picking up from the Rakuten Performance Center at team headquarters. I'm Lawrence Scott, to be joined by Warriors broadcaster Tim Roy, as well as the Santa Cruz Warriors play-by-play man Kevin Dana and R.C. Davis. But this, some of what was said after Jordan Poole was selected by the Warriors with the 28th pick in the first round.
Jordan Poole was not among the green room invitees, but one of the players in the crowd here at Barclays Center, the former Michigan star who in the 2018 tournament had that great game-winning three-pointer to beat Houston in the round of 32 to take John Beilein's team at the time to the Sweet 16.
Well, Jordan Poole is a shooter. He is a very smooth ball handler and skilled. He has all kinds of moves. He's got quick burst. He can change direction. But what makes him special is his shooting ability. 83% is a free throw shooter. He had 12 games where he had three or more threes this season. So he can really space the floor, but just skilled across the board. Still a young player that has a lot of growth in him. And obviously Golden State values his shooting very much. And yet again, Chauncey, we see shooting valued in this draft.
So let's start here, Tim, with Jordan Poole.
Well, the Warriors have never been scared about taking a chance on a player and a player that maybe was not super touted coming into the draft. But everyone had said that his workouts got better and better and better as he got closer to the draft. So the Warriors had a huge, like almost like a mini camp here the last week with a number of draft prospects. So I think he must have really stood out there. And, you know, one thing the Warriors have figured out that to add to this roster next year, they need to add shooting, and this kid can shoot. And he's also shown that he's not afraid of a big moment. And that's, if you go back and listen to some of the comments that have been made in recent days, they're talking about 16 players. What that means is they want players that can play 16 games in the postseason. So you need guys who are not afraid of the moment. Poole is not that. And like you said, he can shoot the ball. So, you know, it surprised a lot of people, I think, when they made the selection, but they must see something in him that allows them to say, hey, he can help us, you know, especially in that off-guard position with Klay Thompson being out.
One of the cool things tonight, having Kevin Dana here with our coverage of NBA draft night, is his knowledge of a player we call Smiley and a really unique opportunity for the Warriors in the second round.
Yeah, Alan Smiley Gage going 39th overall to New Orleans New Orleans trading that pick to Golden State for the former Santa Cruz Warrior. And the thing that I really think about is this kid is fearless. He's going to try to take your throat out when he goes up against you. I loved watching him play this year. And Golden State loved him so much that they were concerned that other people were going to get in on the secret. Now, if you play a guy 47 games in the G League, it's one of the most scouted leagues in the world. It's out there. People could see how good he was, and I think that's why they traded up to 39 to get him.
You know, a unique situation with a guy who was so young and playing professional basketball and doing it in this G League level, really a unique story all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, he was the youngest player in G League history when he suited up on opening day, 18 years and just 77 days old, opening day 2018-19 G League season. He doesn't turn 19 until August, so there's still a lot of room for him to grow, and that's the exciting thing. You can see the tools. He has a good-looking shot. It didn't go in this year, just 24% from three, but he has the mechanics to be a really solid downtown shooter. Like I said, he's fearless. He's not going to be afraid of the big moments in NBA games because this is something that it's just in his DNA. When you watch him play, you see a guy who wants to win.
All right, so from Tim's analysis about Jordan Poole to Kevin's take on Smiley, we turn to R.C. Davis about the other pick in the second round for the Warriors as they end up with Eric Paschal from Villanova. And, you know, Jay Wright always has an eye for talent. This is a kid that had transferred from Fordham to Villanova, and we saw him in the NCAA tournament, the team that was the Wildcats team that beat Michigan, Jordan Poole's team. It'll be fun to see these two guys together. But from what we know about Eric Paschal and what we think Eric will bring to the Warriors. What's the talk here around headquarters tonight?
Is that he's a player on the uptick. He's improved every single year. He made 73 pointers in 18-19, nearly double his total from the previous season. I think anytime you see a rise from 7 points to 10 points to nearly 17 points a game, you're getting a guy, a power forward, long arms. He can score the ball. Plus, if you want to talk strength and numbers, Jay writes, quote, when we recruited him, he wanted to say, I want to be part of a team. I want to be part of a family. And that fits Steve Kerr's motto to a T.
Let's go round robin just about the draft in general, and we kind of think back to what this draft will have represented a couple years down the line when we think to, you know, Zion, a clear number one, and excitement around, you know, Ja Morant and his selection by the Grizzlies, and then R.J. Barrett to the Knicks. But all in all, Tim, what will this draft, do you think, represent a couple of years down the line? We see who these players really are.
I think this draft will be represented by, you know, not only Zion Williamson, his impact, but also on the impact of all the trades. What will be the end result in 3 or 4 years? What will Atlanta look like in 3 or 4 years? What will Boston look like in 3 or 4 years? And all the teams that were making a lot of deals, I'm very curious to see how this all shakes out. And you know what? What's great about a draft, and coming into this draft, they say, well, it's really not a deep draft. It's not a good draft. Well, even in a non-deep draft or a draft that's characterized that way, there's always a couple of gems. And I'm curious to see who those players will be in a couple of years.
As you watched it tonight, Kevin, you kind of had your finger on the pulse of sleepers as we were doing our live coverage on Warrior Sound. But for you, sleepers in this draft, who might some of them be?
Well, one of them certainly could be Nasir Little, North Carolina. He was a projected surefire lottery pick. I look 5 mock drafts pretty regularly. They all had him going top 12. He went 25th to Portland. So that was some guy that really could have some good value there. Another guy, Bol Bol, who was thought to be a top 20 pick, top 5 recruit, goes mid-second round. I believe Denver ended up with his rights after Miami selected him. Those are a couple guys. Keldon Johnson fell till late in the first round. He was a potential top 15 guy. So those are some of the names that pop out to my mind.
All right, and RC, as we wrap things up here, when you think of what the Warriors will be bringing to Summer League, first it's in Sacramento at the Golden One Center, the California Classic, as the Warriors on July 1st will be taking on the Kings. It'll be coverage that we'll have as part of the Warriors Radio Network and Warriors Sound through NBA Sound System. And exciting to know that these guys that we're seeing selected here are going to be battle-tested very, very soon when it tips off July 1st at Summer League.
It's going to be great to see these guys play, plus the guys from last season, Derrickson, you know, Jacob Evans, you know, maybe Kendrick Nunn will get to see some run. Summer League is going to be very exciting. We'll see if these guys can play. All the question marks, everything you see on YouTube, you'll get to see in person and hear all of our great analysis.
Our coverage will continue, and it'll all happen very soon at Summer League, as again, July 1st, that's when it tips off, as we start in Sacramento, then head to Las Vegas. All good stuff. Thank you so much, guys. With Tim Roy and Kevin Dana and RC Davis, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.